All right. So in this podcast, what I want to talk about is Traffic Secrets, right? The new book by Russell Brunson. I want to kind of give a summation and my thoughts behind it because, again, it's very important to when you go through something and you learn something that you pass your little golden nuggets on to people and grow from that. A lot of you may know, you know, digital marketing, and a lot of you may be getting into it for your first time or maybe not even have a clue about it. But Traffic Secrets is something that Russell Brunson came up with that is a book that he made. And I listened to the Audible book. I'm a big fan of Audible books. So when I purchased it, obviously I have the hardback as well. But when it comes down to it, if I read a hardback, you can pretty much say the first 30, 45 minutes, maybe after that, I'm taking a nap. So Audible books were the thing for me. They always have been, always are. I'm a big fan of that. But I actually got this book and at its release, and because I went to ClickFunnels Live 2020 and he talked about it so really highly and how this was going to be an unlocking thing and really take your marketing to the next level. What I got out of it is something of the same message he's been saying for about the past year. If you paid any attention to Cliff, like Russell Brunson, the way he does things, he talks about his process and what he's doing as he's doing it, really, is what I've found. My summation of it's kind of watching him work, right? Because after paying attention to him, you know, a lot of what he was doing was working on this book. And a lot of, at the time when I was paying attention to, you know, going through and learning as much as I was learning from him, kind of watching his content and stuff like that, I seen that this was a point where he was talking about every single thing that's inside this book, right? So especially leading up to and going to ClickFunnels Live 2020, really such a closing atmosphere that honestly, if I would have known that what's in the book, I might not have got it. But for the price of what, $47 or something, it was well worth it. I will say that. Plus the bonuses and stuff you get with it. But this is not so much about that than it is about like what are you going to learn from it. So if you've been a fan of Russell Brunson, you know he has .com Secrets, which is a book. And now he has another book as far as that. But this is, I want to compare .com Secrets versus, you know, Traffic Secrets, right? Because Expert Secrets was a completely different atmosphere. But Traffic Secrets is more or less the first, like, and again, I listened to the Audible book. So the first like 3 hours, and the Audible book is roughly around like, it's a little shy of seven hours. So about 20 minutes shy. So when it comes down to it, about the first 3 hours is really similar and close to .com Secrets. Where he starts branching out, talking about things that are different. I'm going to talk about the things that are different between .com Secrets and the actual Traffic Secrets, right? So what's the difference in this thing, right? What's the difference in these two atmospheres? So the difference really is your Dream 100. Okay, so he talks about the Dream 100 and how to gain your Dream 100, right? These are your, if you think about this, if you've never heard of the Dream 100, then these are your people that you want to emulate in business. You want to work with in business. You want to, you know, be like, or you want to, you know, be just like, for that matter, or, you know, for that, though, if you can, that's my interpretation, my opinion about by the Dream 100, you know, and when it really rolls down to it, what you're trying to do is get, you know, either be part of their systems, like these are people you highly look up to. These are people that are part of, are already successful in the industry, and you want to emulate what they did, not to copy, but to model what they did, right? So you can either, there's a couple ways to do it, right? So your goal is to really kind of get their traffic and get the attention that they already have is kind of migrate and use that attention, whether it be through paid traffic, whether it be through organic traffic. You can work with the person and actually, you know, do joint ventures and do, you know, collaborations and work with the person and then kind of spread your audience that you currently have and then grow your audience bigger, right? So it's kind of where the Dream 100, and we're going to get into that and talk about how that works a little bit more in depth. But the strategy of the Dream 100 is to obviously get the history behind it, you know, find out what your goal is, you know, get a Dream 100, which means your Dream 100 is 100 people that you would like to, again, be, they're already successful in the industry you want to be successful in. They're already part of that. You want to, again, go down to and be, you know, start utilizing that some way, shape, or form, whether it be through paid traffic, whether it be through organic, whether it be through collaborations, whether it be whatever. You want to create a list of 100 people, 100 different things, and it could be on different platforms. It could be on, you know, whatever. It doesn't necessarily have to be on one social media platform, okay? So it could be, you know, one person could be strictly on YouTube. One person could be strictly on Facebook. One person could be strictly on, you know, SEO or Google traffic. One person could be, I mean, many different things that, you know, or they could be a master of all of them, right? What are they doing on all of them, right? So you want to make sure you make a list of this, and your Dream 100, you want to make sure you go down and make that list, because what you're going to do with that list is then you're going to create your content based upon that from doing your history of what you want to do and the goal of, you know, what you're trying to accomplish, and then use that with the Dream 100 to start planning and strategizing a publishing content for your, you know, publishing for your social media, your, you know, whether it be social media, whether it be YouTube, whether it be any kind of content that you produce. It could be blogs on a blog site, it could be websites, stuff that our website you're going to build, our brand you're going to build, our company you're going to build, or, you know, generally speaking, in digital marketing, when you're aiming at this level, you're aiming at starting a brand, a business, an entity. You're growing yourself into this massive corporation, right? And you're going to need help, but when you first start out, you don't have to have help, right? When you're first starting out, you can bootstrap this stuff, right? So after strategizing and after, you know, getting a publishing plan, you know, then you need to think about how can you actually use that publishing plan. I'm not saying just start publishing right then after you get the strategy. You need to develop a plan, right? So think about this as developing a plan after you've got your Dream 100. You want to, and you got your history, you got your goals, you have a strategy now, you have a publishing plan, you know what to do. Okay, so now how do you do that? How do you leverage your Dream 100? Okay, so you can work your way into them. Like, you can do many different ways to work your way into working with somebody. You can mail them stuff. Like, say, for instance, you know, you wanted to have an outreach. Here's one thing that I've done in the past that really helped me. Like, for SEO, I'm really have a really strong background in SEO. So what I do is I take a couple of my websites. I have one website that's really devoted to like marketing and stuff like that. And what I do is I'll rank for that person's name. Okay, so I'll make an article, a really good, you know, a good solid article about that person and what they've done in their past, their successes and their failures and their growth and their everything, and make it really engaging for the reader. So I'll rank that actual article for that their name. Right, so I'm aiming to rank for their name to get their attention, whether it be through me helping them with their digital marketing, or whether it be through me helping them or either collabing with them somehow, or even understanding how I can utilize their traffic, or you get inside of their current audience so that I can leverage their audience to spread my message, right? But again, there's other ways to do that. But, you know, working your way and learning your way into that, you can do it through podcasts. You can do it through collaborations on YouTube. You can do it, again, through guest posting. You can write articles and guest post on different websites. All you have to do to do that is literally just go on the websites and find out who the owner is, and then go from that point and email them. And you're going to get a lot of rejections, and you're going to get some that say yes. For those that say yes, that's the ones you do it for, right? That's the ones you build the article for. That's the ones you write the article for. And you always kind of, you know, you create a relationship with that person, right? So that's the goal behind it, is not so much just getting inside and then working your way into leveraging the traffic. It's creating a long-lasting relationship so that you have a communication path with that person, right? So if it's possible to work your way in, that's the way you do it. You work your way in and get that ability. Now, a lot of times that's not feasible, right? So maybe somebody in your Dream 100 is perhaps Russell Brunson, or is perhaps you know, you Tony Robbins or the likes of a high-level influencer like Gary Vee or something like that. Now, what you can do is buy traffic. You can buy the traffic that they currently have. You can use Facebook ads and target people that like Gary Vee or that like Russell Brunson or that like Tony Robbins. I wouldn't say necessarily go out and just do that particular audience. What I would do is I would segment that down a lot better so that it gets a different. You can understand your demographics and stuff like that. It's like age, you know, the age limits, the males versus females, how things work with your advertising. You can do Google ads, you can do YouTube ads, you can do Pinterest, you can do Twitter. A lot, there's so much. Every platform has a paid version of traffic that you can get, and you can leverage that. Is so as far as that goes, that's where you start filling your what he calls your funnel, right? So filling your funnel is really revolves around building your audience, building your controlled environment, your own traffic. Okay, so there's really three main types of traffic. Between the two books, again, between dot com secrets and traffic secrets, there's really two ways of thinking about traffic, and the terminology is somewhat different, but the intent is still the same, exactly the same. Okay, so he's always kept the same really theory of messaging, right? So there's traffic you control, or traffic you control would be, say, for instance, like Facebook ads, Google ads, solo ads. You can buy, I don't know if a lot of people know solo ads. You can buy email marketing solo ads and stuff like that for people that have big email lists. You can buy ads and have them, what you do is you give them the message you want to say, give them the URLs, you give them all the information. And then in that specific niche, that person writes the email and they send it out to their marketing. Okay, they don't give you an email list and you market it. That's a easy, surefire way to shut down your email marketer and get it spammed. You actually purchase so many clicks from that person. So say, for instance, you buy 500 clicks to a website. They're going to write an email about to their audience that they currently own, their controlled traffic. They're going to write that email. They're going to get you those 100 clicks to your website. This is an easy way to test your product or your service or your offer to see if it's even valid. So when you're doing solo ads, think of it like that, right? There's so not to break down into a solo ads training or not, but so we talked about control, traffic you control is Facebook ads, Google ads, solo ads, any kind of PPC, native ads, not so much used. Affiliates, your affiliates can be your army, right? So if you build a network, you build things going on. If you have major things you're doing, using affiliates and utilizing that, having your own affiliate platform is really the way to go to help that grow and succeed. It's going to cost you a little bit because, again, you have to pay your affiliates, but that's an easy way to scale. Joint ventures, really good way to do that, joint ventures. But you have to be careful with joint ventures with the fact of who you're doing business with sometimes. But anyway, that's traffic you control, right? And any kind of paid traffic is really kind of where we're headed with it, what you control, right? What you don't control, any kind of organic traffic like Facebook organic, Twitter organic, LinkedIn organic, Pinterest organic, guest posting, blogging, YouTube traffic, guest interviews, search traffic and stuff like that from like SEO. Now, then there's traffic you own, okay? So what is traffic you own? The ultimate goal is to get traffic that you yourself own, right? So people that you can talk to any given time you want to, you can reach out and send them an email and talk to them whenever you want to. Now, again, not to just be spammy, but to be, add value to that person, right? To interact. These are people that we often forget. An email is a person, okay? An email is a person. And the person is just like you want to be talked to. You need to talk to people how you want to be talked to. And I always look at business this way. Treat people how you want to be treated. And that's the way you're going to succeed. So think about your email list, and that your email list is your buyers, your opt-ins, and your email list together, right? So that's, so there's three real types of traffic. There's traffic you control, traffic you don't control, and then traffic you own, okay? Traffic you own is what your goal is. Okay, so what that shifts into is what he talks about in Traffic Secrets is earned traffic, which is the earned traffic. You can actually earn traffic from going through and earning from your Dream 100. Your controlled traffic, you can buy the traffic from your Dream 100, right? You can buy traffic from targeting audiences and stuff like that from people that you just know that might not be a way that you can ever, you know, contact them. They might not even, you know, it might be, you know, to the point where they're just way too successful to ever to be part of that. Or maybe they're not in business anymore, but their brand is still successful, right? I mean, that's a good analogy or good, you know, thing that can be done. And then there's own traffic, right? There's always, the terminology for that has never really been changed by Russell, is the own traffic ability, right? So, but again, the terminology between the two and all this is really kind of changed. It's engaged traffic, there's landed traffic, there's own traffic. The engaged traffic is again the traffic that the way you market to these people, the way you market to the engaged traffic. And again, when you think about engaged traffic, say you had a landing page, or say you had people that you know they come in and they understand, they know what your offer, or they've seen you at least once, right? So you, the goal is you want to sell a click to them. You want to sell an opt-in to your offer, right? So that's how you market to them. So just because they've engaged with your content doesn't mean that they're super interested. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to offer them, you know, introduce yourself more, right, to your offer, to what you're doing. And that's really how you market to your engaged traffic. Now, your landed traffic, people that have landed on your you know, product, service, or, you know, whatever you're doing. It could be, again, your product, your service, your offer is really what it boils down to. Your offer could be anything. But your landing page, when it comes down to it, your landing traffic, you want to sell your opt-in or purchase, right? So this should be, you know, an ad that has a good hook that really talks about the topic, and that the goal is to get a purchase from that. Now the own traffic, you market to them, again, it's completely different. You market to them, again, treat people how you want to be treated. So, and I think that really falls in the same facet of all three. One more or less, if the people don't know who you are, you're introducing yourself. So the way you talk to the way you talk in your ads, the way you talk into different things, you're kind of limited by the platforms you're on anyway. So the way you talk, in the way you go about, you know, interacting with that person is somewhat different, because you have to introduce yourself. You have to, you know, they have to get to know you. A lot of people, you know, we feel like in our marketing, when we're doing marketing, when we're doing sales and we're doing what we're doing, right, we feel like the sales process is completely, you know, binary. It's we feel like we're going to create an ad, we're going to create a funnel, a sales funnel somehow, and we're going to automatically get to buy, right? We just naturally think that's a natural atmosphere. Like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to get to buy. And that's what we're taught, right? That's what we're listening, when we listen to these YouTube ads, or these, not YouTube ads, but YouTube videos, and they teach us, you know, the ins and outs and how you can do this in such a short amount of time and this and that. Well, let me explain that a little bit better. That's a false entity. That's what we perceive. That's what we get in our head that's going to happen. And you often are going to get this big shift where, you know, you're going to get this drive where you're going to get this big rush of like a big happy feeling, like, okay, yeah, this is great. This is what I'm going to do. This is I'm going to build this stuff, and I'm going to build this landing page. I'm going to build this ad, and then I'm going to sell it. And I'm going to all these people are going to buy it, and it's going to be so great. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't work. And then you're let down and you say, well, this internet marketing stuff doesn't work. This online this online business marketing just doesn't work. It just doesn't work for me. It's not gonna work. It's all a fake scam. Well, it's not a scam, because the real way things go, and I'm gonna explain this to you right now, is that you build an ad, you build a sales funnel, you most 90% of people are going to search who you are. Okay? Think about this in your sales process. And when you're buying something, when you're buying something from somebody, I want you to think about this. If you see an ad, if you go to the funnel, you're not going to purchase right then. You're going to step away. You're going to search for that person. You're going to search for that product, that service, or that whatever you're buying at the time, whatever you're interested in. You're going to search for it. You're going to look at reviews. You're going to look at the credibility, the research behind it. You're going to form an opinion about what's going on, right? And whether you realize it or not, you're forming an opinion right then of, is this for me? Do I like it? Subconsciously, you're like, oh, well, you know, this is either the greatest thing since sliced bread, or it's not for me, right? And then either you're going to buy it or you're not going to buy it. Now, this does have two different ways. If somebody has already researched you, and for some people, it's really quick. Like, this could be a day's process. And some people, it's really long. This may be a month or 2 months or 3 months. Some people are really conservative on what they do, and they think about it, right? I mean, think about this, right? When you're buying something, I want you to do this. I want you to do a social experiment with this. When you're buying something, I want you to watch how you do it. Just think about it. Just write down the process of how you do it. 90% of the time, you're going to research the product. You're going to see what the reviews are. You're going to see if it's legit. You're going to see, because we all have this self, like, preservation thing going on where we feel like we're going to get, like, scammed, or we have this protective mechanism inside of our head that's saying, oh, we need to make sure this is valid. And some of us buy off emotion, which is what happens, right? Some of us buy off emotion. We think, oh, this makes me feel so good. I want it right now. So we skip that whole research process, okay? That's an emotional buy. And some of us buy off a logical buy, right? So logically, that's where we go through and we have to rationalize what we're doing. And that's where we go to look at, we do the research behind it. We search, we do reviews, we develop an opinion. We look at the credibility and stuff of this behind the scenes, and we make sure that it's for us, right? So you have several different people and types of people and types of sales that you can do. You have an emotional buy, which is really if you can break down that person's, if you can really reach out to that person and say, hey, this is for you because this was for me, right? This is. If they relate to your message and what you're doing, then it's a super easy sale because really you're breaking down all the barriers. You're saying, hey, this worked for me. Here's the proof behind it. And that you're not really showing proof behind it so much as because it's an emotional vibe, because the proof is the way that the feeling you get when you achieve that goal, right? The feeling you get when you fail, right? The goal of what we want is we want our status to go up, right? So think about when you're buying something, you always want your status to go up. When you're learning something or you're going through and you're buying a product or whatever the case may be, you want your status. The goal is your status. Whether you think this or not, subconsciously, you're not going to buy something that's going to decrease your status, right? So you're going to increase your status. That's really the driving point in sales and stuff like that that Russell's talking about. And when it goes down to it, that's part of the learning that is really in place when you listen to a book like this, right? So the difference in dot-com secrets and traffic secrets is really the Dream 100 and the way atmospheres are talked about. Like, he really breaks down to the way just the way that, like, he goes about talking about his process and stuff like that. So for illustration, right? So he talks about more current things like Joe Marfolio you know, he's matter of fact, he's part of a process that I was part of quite a long time ago. I am still part of as OMG, but he was, he talked about, and he does the YouTube videos and YouTube, he does the YouTube channel for Russell Brunson and for ClickFunnels. So, but he talks about how the publishing and how things can be done and stuff, and how to publish and how to publish correctly on different channels, right? So he talks about each platform. He talks about, you know, YouTube. He talks about Facebook. He talks about, and he gives you a good case example of a person that has been successful in that particular, that audience, right? Or that platform, right? Because every platform's different. The way you advertise, or the way you put yourself out there, the way you talk to that medium, that social media platform is different. They're not all the same, right? So the way you would make a video for YouTube is completely different than the way you would make a video for Facebook, right? So it gives you, you know, case examples of people that do that, right? Or Instagram, for that matter, like Instagram marketing strategy, right? So he kind of gives you a good solid implementation of, and that's really the back half of the book. The back half of the book is talking about implementing these things and how to implement these things and really kind of going through and building that publishing plan, right? That strategy that you created from your Dream 100, you know, that strategy and that publishing plan is implementing that on these different platforms, right? Because your Dream 100 doesn't all have, they don't all magically have, you know, every social media platform out there, right? They're not all on Facebook. They're not all on YouTube. They're not all on Pinterest. They're not all on Google search. Well, generally speaking, if they're successful, they probably are on Google search. But the point of it is they might not have created their own content for that. Somebody might have did that for them, right? So it's thinking about that, right? It's getting the history and goals. It's finding and modeling your Dream 100. You're not copying. Okay, keep that in mind. You're not copying your Dream 100. You're modeling what they are doing and what they're currently doing for success. It's a trendable thing, right? Things change all the time, and things are changing on different platforms. And if you model what somebody does rather than copying, copying is not going to get you anything but shut down. But modeling somebody and understanding what their processes are, and if you start doing that same process, why would you reinvent the wheel, right? Why would you reinvent the wheel and think, oh, I know what to, I know more than they know? But if that person's making, you know, $1 million, $10 million, $20 million a year, they obviously know something that you don't know. So modeling and looking at what they do and doing your research behind that really helps you understand how that you can do things, right? I was really mind blown when I looked at some of the different things that when I started making my Dream 100, I was mind blown at the things that they do, right? The things that they have like employees after employees of doing multiple things to, just so they can publish on different platforms and, you know, put out the content. You want to talk about things that Gary Vee has said before? He's always talked about, hey, I cannot produce enough content. I just can't. I could literally do, you know, he could do 24 hours of his day and of his whole day, and it still would not be enough content. And he's right, because even keeping up with the people that are doing this, what they're doing is that they're repurposing a lot of what they've already done. But they're doing it at different times, so you don't see it, or you might not, right? So even if you pay attention to one particular person you just absolutely, that's your Dream 100 number one person that you want to model, right? You want to be just like them, which I don't recommend. I recommend you get a very diverse, that's why it's a Dream 100, not a Dream 1. But just for the sake of this topic and the sake of this conversation, if you just had one person you modeled, you know, and they were, you know, doing everything, they were on every single platform and you wanted to see what they were doing, if you looked at that one thing and you said, okay, well, that one person and you looked at their content, they could be producing said content on YouTube, the same content, they can repurpose it and use it on, like, say, for instance, Instagram a week later, or a month later, or different time periods, right? But it could be repurposed because it's always a new and fresh face, because it's repurposed and the scaling and everything is completely different on it. So it looks like different content. It really does. It looks like it's different content, and it's a different time period too, because you got to think about, we see so much stuff these days. We see so much stuff on social media and, you know, TV, and well, not so much TV, but social media, our smartphones, and we see all this stuff. So we don't keep track of what we're seeing. It could literally be a week apart and you would think it's brand new content. It's that easy, right? But it's that easy in one aspect when you say it, but it's not that easy to actually produce that. So think about that on a Dream 100 scale, right? So analyze like one person and see how they're doing things, but do that same thing. It's fair to do your research and your history on every single person that you have in your Dream 100. But more or less, you know, nail it down to your top 10. You know, who can you get the most results from right now, right? So who can, if you model that person right now, who could you get the most results from right now? But don't single yourself out to that, right? It's your Dream 100, not your Dream 1, or not your Dream 2, or not your Dream 10. It's your Dream 100, okay? So that's really what he's pushing, you know, when it comes to this. And Traffic Secrets in itself was done. The original Traffic Secrets was done by John Reese. A lot of people that have been in the industry long enough know that. It was a course that came out that he did, and he taught you everything about, you know, how to get traffic, right? Competitive intelligence and keyword research, set up tags and tracking for proper tagging on different social media platforms. You know, set up your social media. You know, set up lead magnets, initial testing and AdWords. You know, AdWords scaling, Facebook's ads, Facebook scaling. You know, for your ads, building content. Like a content factory, you know, just, and that's what I'm talking about with your multiple channels at different times, you know, building a content factory, you know, content syndication, and then keep expanding, right? It's really a master plan behind that. That's the summation of what John Reese taught years and years ago. Now, Russell Brunson, as smart as he is, he's bought Traffic Secrets and the rights to Traffic Secrets from John Reese. So therefore, this book is kind of a correlation of what Russell did and has been doing, and also what he's learned from all these people like John Reese and other people. He's always brought in the top level people that are winning in the industry and gotten the most from it, right? He's got a correlation of information from it. So my interpretation of this book is really, really, really close. The first 3 hours is really, really close to .com Secrets. The next, I would say, 3.5 hours are really kind of new and groundbreaking stuff that he's talking about and doing. And then again, you know, I made an actual blog about this. I made an article about this. I wrote an article after I listened to it, right? I listened to the whole thing and got a fair assessment. And I made, this is something that I wrote myself on my website, on one of my websites, and I wrote an article about it. And just breaking it down about what my thoughts were on Traffic Secrets. So I figured it's only fair that I talk about this in a podcast too, because you get a whole different atmosphere on a podcast. Because those of us that read, we like to read. For those of us that listen, we like to listen. For those of us that like to watch video, we watch video, right? And then we break out to different things. Obviously, and two, what I found too is people that like to watch video like to listen to stuff too. It's just they do get distracted when they're listening to stuff too, so it's not necessarily the best atmosphere unless you're one of those people that are just a podcast guy or podcast girl, that you listen to the stuff and you know, you're, that's your thing, right? You go from podcast to podcast and you learn from it, because there's a lot of solid information in a podcast. You get perspectives from people that when they're talking are just like, they're genius. They really are. But the content behind it, what you lack in a podcast is you want that piece of, or that picture, that image, that lasting experience with it. All right. So it keeps you on your edge of your seat, almost like a movie. Me, I like doing a podcast because, again, I get to vent. It's a therapy for me, right? I've said this in my other podcast. I like talking about, you know, experiences and stuff like that. And this being an experience that I've had recently, you know, going through the Traffic Secrets book, right? And by no means am I promoting it. I'm not promoting it. I'm teaching you. I'm showing you. I'm giving you my opinion about what I learned from it, right? You know. Again, the buying process is very important. Understanding that is very important, right? And then knowing how to implement that, right? Going back to the whole history, the goal, research, doing your research, finding your dream 100, getting a marketing or getting a content strategy and publishing strategy, but not doing it yet. Finding out first where you can work your way into your dream 100 and work with that person or buy that traffic, right? And then fill your funnel. Fill your funnel would be, again, getting that email list. So with all that said, you know, I know we're about 37 minutes into it. I get to a sort of a rant sometimes. Look, I enjoy doing this and I enjoy talking and I enjoy helping people. So if you're interested in anything that I do, please check me out on everything on my YouTube channel or my Facebook groups. You know, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook if you want to. But again, I just want to give my interpretation of Traffic Secrets. And also the article that I'm talking about will be linked below too. So if you want to check that article out, there is nothing there but the article to give to add a picture to what I'm talking about. Like I said, was kind of a lacking feature in podcast. To give a picture to what I'm talking about, the article will be linked below. So if you want to read that or check that out, you can check that out as well. So, but again, I really do appreciate your time. I really do appreciate your support. And we'll see you guys on the next podcast.